Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A new analysis by Zesty AI reveals that millions of Americans may be underinsured due to multiple structures on their properties. By examining 1 million homes using AI and aerial imagery, Zesty AI found that 45% of the properties surveyed contain more than one structure, a discovery that highlights the challenges insurers face in accurately assessing property risks and exposes a significant gap in coverage, potentially leaving homeowners vulnerable to unexpected financial liabilities. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and joining us now to discuss that is Zesty AI CEO Attila Toth. Attila, welcome. So great to see you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lori, for having me back. Much appreciated.
Attila, according to your recent analysis, nearly half of U.S. properties contain multiple structures. What does this reveal about the current state of property risk assessment in the insurance industry?
Lori, many insurers today rely on outdated or incomplete data, such as self-reported information that comes maybe from the homeowner, business owner, or from an agent. Or insurers also rely on basic property tax records. These methods often miss secondary structures or fail to capture changes over time, leaving gaps in assessments. Also, a second challenge that we see is that coverage B, so coverage for other structures like secondary structures, is often defined as a straight percentage on coverage A or the primary structure versus a true replacement cost estimate.
What types of secondary structures are most commonly overlooked, and why are they important when it comes to property insurance coverage?
So common examples would be detached garages, sheds, or thinking about a farm property. It could be barns, greenhouses, grain silos, or livestock shelter. Why is it important to capture all the data accurately? It's because missing structures lead to mispricing of policies and also unexpected claim severity. Failing to account for those structures and the value of those can harm customer trust and satisfaction, especially if the gaps are revealed during the claims adjustment process.
And what about for insurers? What risks do carriers face if they fail to account for every structure on a homeowner's property? And how could this impact claims in the event of damage?
For example, in the reserving processes, they might not reserve appropriately. But most importantly, customer satisfaction is what's at stake, since if there is a misunderstanding in terms of TIV, and that's being revealed during the claims process, that's unfortunately bad news for both the insured and the insurer.
What regional differences did you find in the prevalence of multi-structure properties, and how did these differences impact insurance policies and coverage in different states?
We have seen big difference in prevalence of multi-structure properties. So, for example, in states where the majority of the population lives in rural areas like Montana or Wyoming, for example, we have seen as high as close to 60% of prevalence of multi-structure. In states that are more urbanized, for example, in Georgia or in North Carolina, we have seen 26, 29% compared to the previous examples.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How can insurers leverage AI and advanced analytics to improve their risk assessments and ensure that all structures on a property are accurately covered?
AI-driven insights such as aerial imagery, computer vision enabled by machine learning, help insurers to detect secondary structures that they might have missed through traditional methods. So for example, they can do that at a quote, at the time of quote for new business, or they can do it for their existing portfolio at the time of renewal. They can integrate high resolution images and building permits together. So it allows them to assess structure size, condition, and the related exposure much more accurately.
And how are you working with your clients in this area?
We are working with our clients, providing them data at the time of renewal so they understand what has changed from one renewal to the other renewal. Is there a new addition to that property? Is there a secondary structure that was built on the property? So that's how we are addressing existing business and renewals. And at the time of quote, just in milliseconds, a customer of ours can get information not just on the primary structure, but also on secondary structures, not just the size, not just the condition, but also what type of building materials were used for that secondary structure. What might be the purpose of that structure? Is that maybe a grain silo, or is that a livestock shelter for a farm building, for example?
And Attila, looking ahead, do you anticipate any upcoming changes in insurance regulations or industry practices to address coverage gaps for properties with multiple structures?
We are already seeing that regulators are starting to pay more and more attention to coverage gaps. For instance, NAIC, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, has provided guidelines to help home and business owners to better understand their coverage options and also to better appraise what is the inherent risk in coverage gaps. I would also expect that state-level DOIs will pay more attention to this. And my hope is that over time, you know, coverage B will not just be a straight percentage on coverage A, but also there will be a requirement for a more accurate replacement cost estimate to be taken into consideration.
Attila, this has been so interesting, so informative, and I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Lori. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Attila Toth, CEO of Zesty AI. And for AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.